I mean, it's happened since then, but one of the big days for A&M, and this is again back in the day.
How long ago in the
day? Oh, well, long before you were born, actually probably before Chase was born.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah. Back when it was a big deal to be on national television, okay?
I'd say it's probably still kind of a big deal.
Well, it
but
is.
But it's watered down some.
Yeah.
I mean, this was back in the day when you had three networks and nothing else.
Exactly. And Texas A&M decided to move their football game with SMU to the first game of the season.
That was 1967.
There you go. Okay. So that was long before you were born. And it was really neat because they painted the field then, and they did Texas A&M on one end and SMU on the other.
There would be a lot of maroon strokes if you did something like that today.
Yep. And so they had the red and blue down there, and SMU won at the in the last minute of play, as I recall.
Wow.
Touchdown down on the scoreboard, and Inez Perez, who was about 5'2", threw this great big arc, yeah. And I just happened
Whee!
To... Exactly, because I was doing dressing rooms at that time, and I just happened to be on the sideline and watch that happen in front of me. I'm going, I'm taller than that guy.
Yeah.
Anyway, but the Aggies did move a conference game to start the season back then, and so hope it works out better.
Ponies helped out greatly by a guy by the name of Jerry Levias that day as well.
I think he was playing on that team, yeah. Humane Society officials in Southern California trying to determine who duct taped a turtle to a bunch of balloons.
See, you know,
oh,
why
gosh.
You wouldn't do that.
Yeah.
That's...
Some neighborhood residents found the turtle taped to the green and blue balloons caught atop a eucalyptus tree. The residents called the Humane Society and the fire department. They arrived about an hour later. I'm guessing the turtle wasn't in them. I mean, how can you tell if a turtle's stressed? You know,
its head is inside its shell.
Well, not if it's a snapping turtle, though.
Yeah.
Oh.
Personally, I'd like to find out who did it and make them stick their hand in an aquarium with a snapping turtle.
Yeah, there you go. Boom. Take that. Yeah. So there you are. Anyway, they'll try to find out who that is. All right, a major manufacturing plant in Miami has closed its doors all because some idiot Americans can't follow. Yeah, you know, just a bunch of them can't follow directions. Blitz USA has been producing gas cans since World War II. But on August 1st, it was the company's last day of production, meaning that the 117 employees lost their job. Great historical company goes out of business because Blitz was unable to get product liability insurance after July 31st. So lawsuits against the company because some of these cans exploded, apparently, because I'm sure people were using them just the way they should.
Mm.
But since they couldn't get insurance to continue business, they had to close their doors. Most of the lawsuits were for people that put gas on fires, something the company has addressed in their labels before.
Mm-mm.
Who puts gas on fire?
Idiots.
Really?
Yeah, that's pretty...
What can I tell you? That's right.
I thought you were going to say it was something as simple as there's a reason why they tell you to put the gas can on the ground to fill it up.
Something happened. They did something stupid to the can and it ruptured. No, that's not the case. That's what it was. It's people doing that. So as a result, way to go, U.S. Americans. That company's out of business. And that's kind of unfortunate. Ooh, today we have, Kat, we have a special quiz just for you, really.
Is it a happy quiz?
Oh, yeah, I think it's a happy quiz. It's a very happy quiz.
Yeah. Downer news.
It was written by Bob Ross.
Yeah.
It's a happy little quiz.
Yes, it is, yeah. So
from
anyway.
Beyond the grave.
Yeah.
But you have to talk like this while you're doing that.
Okay.
And you have to hear the brush strokes and all that.
Okay. Do I have to wear a fro?
No.
That would be awesome.
Really? Okay. So in the past year and a half, the federal government has decided they want to start cracking down with some new rules against bank and mortgage lenders designed to eliminate those executives and mid-level employees with prior convictions for serious offenses. Because, you really don't. You know, you don't want people with criminal records actually working in the mortgage and banking
industry. You want your banker to be a felon.
No. But the banks are firing even low-level employees. Here's the story. 68-year-old Vietnam vet named Richard Eggers. He was fired from his job, which paid him $29,000 a year as a customer service job at Wells Fargo, because 49 years ago he used a cardboard dime in a laundromat machine and spent 2 days in jail.
Good grief.
Vietnam vet, 68, making 30 grand.
That
and
sounds like it was an excuse.
They cut. Well, you're right. You're exactly
what
right.
What part of this was happy?
Yeah, they're cut. Oh, well, that didn't say that it's all happy today.
No, this wasn't the quiz.
No, we're not to the quiz.
That's
yet.
Called a tease.
No.
It's a reason for people to listen for the next 20 minutes.
Here's our good news story, though.
Okay.
All right.
You know what it was? I mean, before you move on, because I like to harp on the bad stuff. It's part of my sunshiny disposition.
Of course.
No, I mean, it's... I guarantee you what it was. They look at his age and they say, we're trying to cut health costs.
Yep.
He's old enough. He can get Medicare.
Yeah. Our pool will be better if he's out of it. So he's gone.
It's just kind of shysty.
Yeah.
Are we allowed to say that on the radio?
Don't know what it means.
You gotta
be
very careful saying it. So.
Okay.
Make sure you say all the letters.
Pronounce the I correctly.
That's right. Pair of thieves in Dayton, Ohio, allegedly robbed a guy at gunpoint while he was waiting at a school bus stop.
Is this the happy story?
By a bus stop. Yes, it is.
Oh, okay.
Police say the thieves snatched $40 from the guy's wallet and took his cell phone. But before they left, they asked him if he had enough money for bus fare.
Oh.
He said no, so they gave him $2 back and left.
Oh, my God. It's a kinder, gentler
exactly.
robber.
Exactly. So now they feel better. Now they feel better.
No, this is not a happy story. You know why?
No, they feel enabled. Like, oh, yeah, we gave him $2.
No, you know what it is? This is the criminal element of the wussified America.
Oh, is it?
They've been made, they're still a criminal element, but they've been made to feel guilty just enough about their criminality to give the guy bus fare.
So now they feel better because they did that, and everything will be...
Your grandfather's criminals had no remorse.
No, that's true. They would just go ahead and shoot you or do whatever that they had planned to do. All right, here you go. Arriving in September, Adult Beverage Company will launch its newest ready-to-serve beverage. That's right, it's Adult Strawberry Milk, a 40-proof liqueur infused with premium vodka.
Disgusting.
Yeah.
It does sound a little bit gross.
Just open it, pour it over ice, and volé, just like Mom used to make.
Well, who knows? Yeah. I don't know. I've had strawberry beer, and it was good.
What?
They had it in Britain.
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah, they don't have that around here. That's for dang sure. Strawberry beer.
Mm. Yeah.
You said it's 40% alcohol?
It's 40 proof.
It's the milky part that just sounds yucky to me.
Well, but they also do a chocolate milk, too, so if you want to do that, see if you... You want to go for the chocolate milk that's out there.
No, thanks.
Okay.
Doesn't sound very good.
Okay. Oh, she's doing her Lou Holtz for us this morning.
Yeah, really?
Yeah. Tennessee driver was on an interstate in Knoxville. We did that one. Idea bucket. Here you go. This is an app for you. This is like a pro-con list on steroids.
Oh, really?
You add ideas, you choose important criteria, and then you rate each idea based on those criteria. Let's say... You want to take a vacation,
okay,
but you're not sure where you want to go. So you can add all the potential locations as ideas, and then you set up the criteria. Do you want it to be because of the shopping? Do you want it to be the attractions, the nightlife, whatever else? And once you've gotten those things inputted into the Idea Bucket app, it'll give you the options, and you can make your choice based on all the criteria. When you're done, the app says, this is where you ought to go.
Oh.
What if the app has some kind of like a hidden little, you know, like it was designed by someone where every time, no matter what you put in, it's like Cleveland, Ohio.
Yeah, exactly. I think, we should get the Convention Visitors Bureau to kind of get in there and tweak that a little bit.
Check that out.
Sure.
And once again, in terms of vacation destinations, always compare it to The Price is Right. You'll never see the doors open up and say, you're going to Cleveland.
You've got an all-expense-paid trip to Wichita.
That's right.
Oh, man.
And after that, we're sending you to Haiti.
I was hoping that would happen. I mean, look. You're going to use an app for that? I mean, it's your vacation.
Scott, haven't you learned that technology is teaching us to have our decisions all be made by computers?
Yeah, I can't.
That's where we're going.
I just can't think of where I want to go. I'll do that. I'll let the computer.
Is this based on reviews from other people? I mean, because otherwise it would seem that, you know, if the program just thinks the nightlife in Omaha is the bee's knees.
You're right.
Then, I mean, you know, and it's going to rate you that over New York City, the city that never sleeps.
Right.
That seems a bit tilted.
How subjective is it?
Right, yeah, and exactly. if it gives you a bad place, is it going to...
I'm sorry, Dave.
Yeah. That's what's
I'm afraid I can't do that.
Yeah, I mean...
We try to override it.
Yeah, no, you can't do that.
No, but I wanted directions to Little Rock.
Yeah.
No, you're going to Cleveland,
that's
Dave.
That's right, yeah, and after that, we're going to Louisville.
Does your business